Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie. Yeah.
Okay, so Lori Loughlin went in and asked if she could please be put in a prison in Victorville, and they said, yes, you can.
What?
So now she's going to be starting her sentence in November. I believe it's November 19th, and she'll be at this medium security prison, 300 inmates, and that's where she'll serve her time.
You don't get to pick where you go to prison? That's not how
I guess
this,
you do.
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. By the way,
well, if you're rich and with lawyers, you do.
Yeah, watch me get arrested in Milwaukee and say, could I go to prison in Pawleys Island, South Carolina, so I could be by my mom in the warm weather? Sure.
That's when the public defender that you have, because you can't afford a good lawyer, would go,
yeah.
No, good luck.
Right. Well.
So it just cracks me up when sometimes I'm like, whatever. I don't care where you serve it. She's going to be miserable anywhere she serves it unless they cater to her every need, which isn't a surprise with a celebrity. So.
Is she going to learn her lesson, or is she just going to go on with her life of privilege and forget about it?
I don't, maybe actually, see, we all,
will there be redemption?
Train of she took no accountability, so there's no redemption.
Yeah.
She claimed to be innocent up till the end, and the only reason she took a plea deal was because she realized there was too much evidence that they had done it. It was all on paper. There were emails. There were documents. There were people saying they were lying. Felicity Huffman admitted she was part of this scheme and said, I'm sorry, I was wrong, and served her time.
Yeah.
And now, so Lori Loughlin has no remorse. It's the classic, I can get out of this with my money crap, and I'm not going to take any accountability. And that's what makes some of these, that's when rich people become just as horrible human beings as people who don't have, other, it's like money, it has nothing to do with
being
a good person, even
people,
if you have access to more things.
People need to have accountability, period, when they do anything wrong in life. Anything wrong. Just have a little more humility and go, it's hard to say,
I did something
wrong. It's hard to do. It's hard to swallow that pill and say it. But once you do,
I know.
And you move forward, you feel so much better, and people respect you so much more, and then your self-worth goes up. Isn't that great? When you're accountable for things.
Respect thing is what you really hit the nail on the head. People respect you more when you take accountability. I actually agree with you on that.
100%.
So, Lori Loughlin,
shut up.
Going to the prison of choice. There you go.
Of choice. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. I think I have the virtual college student thing down, Allie. I got it down to a T. And things haven't changed from college, I don't think, going to class back in the day, I would think. Or even going to high school back in the day.
If you went to class.
I'm going back to school, getting my degree in clinical psychology. I was so close to finishing it. Like, I kept trying to go back, like, years ago. But life kept getting in the way, and I got bored, and I was like, nah, move down, whatever. So I'm finally buckling down. I got like 15 credits left, so I'm doing it all online. First virtual class was yesterday, right?
Ooh.
So I've heard about virtual classes, and I have like this preconceived notion of what a virtual class would be like. It was exactly as I had imagined.
Just like a work Zoom call?
That's exactly what it was like. But it was blank stares of all these college students that were a hell of a lot younger than me, just staring blankly at the screen.
Riggs, you look 25. I don't. You probably look the same age as everyone. You have that baby face. People probably think you're a college kid.
Well, I know, but I felt like an adult in a class.
You felt old.
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
Did you feel out of place?
I did as well because I was the only one asking questions. Like, she would go, "Any questions?" And I could see there was still that awkward people just going, "No, just shut up and move on. Just shut up
and move on." You're the only one that cares. Yeah.
And I was like, "Yes, I do have some questions." And I could tell they were getting upset with me because it's a class about like musical, like how music is conducted. And this particular section was about like time signatures. And it fascinated me because I was a band geek back in high school. So I was like, oh, this is fascinating to me. I have questions. And I could tell all the students on the Zoom call every time I would ask a question were like, oh, God, this guy.
He's talking again.
Well, you just shut up.
The brown noser, you were the know-it-all. And you kind of are like that at work.
I was.
But not that obnoxious because a lot of us are closer in age. But so it's funny that you got on with a bunch of like 20-year-olds who were just annoyed by you giving a damn because I can relate.
100%. So I was the only one that kept speaking up and asking questions, and it was a really neat experience to kind of have the virtual learning thing that I've been seeing on TV, and I've seen your kids do it at home as well, but just to do it in person, it worked really cool. And they have a whole Canvas structure that I was talking about yesterday. And I guess you're using Canvas as well.
An app, yeah. I know a lot of people don't know what that is.
It's Canvas, an app for schools
to use to log in and find your assignments, etc.
Yeah, you can message each other. There's the assignments. There's like rubric, the syllabus. Everything is in there. Everything, all my grades. It's all updated to the minute in this Canvas app.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
It's fascinating how they have it all dialed in, and now to be one of the many virtual learners around the country now. So many people are virtually learning. Oh, they're making it work well.
Yesterday, my son had to do writing while we're talking about virtual learning, and it was like 2 p.m. I was like, you have to get this done. It's almost 3:00.
Yeah.
This is the last thing on your schedule today, and you got to write. And so we get on, and then I'm like, okay, we got to upload it. Where the hell are we uploading this thing? Like, I was having like a freak out with virtual school all of a sudden at like 2:00 yesterday. I'm like, wait, what are we supposed to be doing? What's happening?
I thought the same thing. And it's nerve-wracking as a student to upload it and trust the system to be like, is it going to make it? Did they see it? Did they grade it? Did it get it there on time? Did I put it in the right place in the right folder at the right time?
Right.
Did I put it in the right place?
What you need and what you want.
It's the new anxiety that you have, virtual learning. I don't know if anybody else is doing this, or maybe you're having the struggles with your kids in their school virtually. 414-799-1037. You can always call or text that number.
I told Owen, I go, if you can't figure this out, we gotta do a Google Meet with your teacher. Like, we have to find her right now at 2 p.m. until you know what's going. I mean, I was like, oh my God, I have to Zoom someone at 2 p.m.
Right?
It's happening. Right.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Virtual learning is the thing now. I'm going back to school, virtual learning, finishing up my degree. Your kids are virtual learning from home, Allie.
They are.
And we have somebody on the phone. Adam's on the phone. You're doing virtual teaching right now. Are you doing it with, like, in what capacity? Young kids, college kids, Adam?
High school math.
Okay. Are there things called discussion boards that you guys have where they have to, like, interact and have different questions?
We're not utilizing that feature. We are using Canvas just like you're using at college level. Mm-hmm. But we're having them interact through those discussion boards, through Zoom meetings, Google Meets. We're all over the place figuring it out just as they are.
How long does it take you to read through all of that stuff digitally? And is it a pain to manage as a teacher?
It's a challenge. We're learning it just as they are. In the summer, we had development courses. We were working through it and kind of trying to learn it before the kids.
Uh-huh.
But now that we're fully rolling, we gotta roll as they're rolling. So.
Yeah. But you wouldn't be able to have the answers when they have questions. Are they running into a lot of issues with this? What are the common problems?
They're pretty smart. Luckily, I just graduated college, so I'm pretty tech savvy. But some of our older faculty, they're still learning it just as the kids are. I think the biggest challenge the kids are facing is that Dropbox. Where do things go and when?
Yeah.
Right. Yes, I feel you on that. Now, my kids are little, but we just started using Canvas this year. We were using other stuff. I said that was new, and Riggs said it's not.
It depends. We used to be on Google Hangout and Google Classroom. It depends on the district. So it
flipped. Canvas seems to be more used this year. That's interesting.
There's a few other safety precautions that they have in there.
I still have 7 apps, for the record, dude. Like, when I go to my kid's school, I still feel like I have way too many apps I have to log into.
I bet. Adam, what kind of math do you teach virtually? Is it the really long, complicated, boring calculus math that's complicated?
Actually, AP statistics.
Oh, my God.
A class called Math and Global Issues. So it's kind of just trying to apply real-world issues to math, such as how many cars are in a 12-mile traffic jam.
Oh, wow. That kind of stuff.
How many cars are... Wow.
How many lanes
are there? So what's the answer?
It depends on that. We let the kids figure out. Do they want 2 or 3 lanes? We figured out for a 2-lane highway, it's going to be about 5,000 cars. So just something to think about.
Oh, interesting. Look at that.
So wow, 12 miles of a backup on a freeway is 5,000 cars. Think about that.
That's a lot. Adam, I bet you are full of just random statistics and facts like that, aren't you?
Sometimes.
That's the great thing about being in math.
How old are you, Adam?
24.
Okay.
Oh, my God. So young, so bright, and actually paid attention in college at that age. I'm impressed. I want to do the slow clap.
Good for you.
That's amazing.
Adam, dude, thanks so much for calling in this morning. We appreciate you listening. Thanks for molding the minds of the future. Keep it up. Keep at it, man. Keep at it.
Have a good morning, you guys.
You too.
You too.
Back to school we go. It's Kiss FM. Oh, we get to play one of my favorite songs ever next. I think everybody loves this song, too. Everybody should love this song. We're going to play it next. Hold on. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. By the way, we do commercial-free hours all day, every day here at Kiss. And another one happens at 7:20 this morning. Another one. Have you
DJ
been?
Khaled would say.
When's the last time you went to the Dells, Allie? Been a while.
2 years ago. I mean, I obviously it would have been this summer if things had been different, but probably two summers ago. Yeah.
Well, what's one of the biggest things about the Wisconsin Dells you can think of? Like the iconic stuff of the Dells when you go there.
Okay. So we got the Ducks.
The original Ducks. Yep.
You've got Tommy Bartlett Show.
Ding ding ding.
What?
What would you do if I told you the Tommy Bartlett Show was going away? For good.
Wait, that's like ancient. It's been there like forever.
It's been there for seven decades. It opened in 1953. The Tommy Bartlett Show has performed like 19,000 shows almost for 30 million people. Shutting it forever because they had to close it, obviously, for this year because of the pandemic and crowd restrictions. And they're always planning for the next year. And they said their loss was so huge. They lost so much money. They didn't have anything left. And they can't possibly keep it going on. So the year-round attraction like the Exploratory, the Tommy Bartlett Exploratory will be open. But the shows are done for good. Like, it's done. Isn't that sad?
Not even like we're taking a break and we'll be back. Like, can't afford to do them anymore. Aww.
Yep. Which is sad. Thanks, COVID. Thanks so much.
God.
I never had a chance to go to that, and I always wanted to go to the Tommy Bartlett Show. Because every time we gave away those Dells cards, which was another thing we didn't get to do this year, thanks, COVID.
We had no Dells season opener cards, which are like discounted stuff in the Dells.
Yeah.
Because, hello.
We had to break the tradition this year. But that was the one thing that everybody in standing in line was always like, I want to go to the Tommy Bartlett Show, Tommy Bartlett. So.
Have you come in contact with the people yet who tell you, well, I think 2020's been a great year? I've come in contact with a couple of those, and I'm just like,
where are those people at?
In the air.
Where are those people at?
People that got married this year, people stuff like that.
People
you know
who are riding a temporary high.
Oh my gosh, yes.
When something awesome happens, when the little victories happen, it's 2020's the best.
2020's been great to me. Well, that's great.
Yeah, but then it comes around and hits you in the face. Damn it. Thanks. So the Tommy Bartlett
Show.
Going away for good.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, Rick, so we all know Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt split a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Brangelina.
They have like 900 kids.
Brangelina was their name.
Yes,
wasn't it?
But it was. Yes, but it's also been marked as a kind of not so smooth running divorce. Okay, they've gone back and forth. She's alleged he has some drinking issues. They've fought about the kids, even though the kids are about to be out of the house at this point. I mean, it's crazy how old those kids are. But somebody asked his new girlfriend. He's got this new girlfriend, Nicole Podorowski. She's just some hot chick, of course, that he met, a model or whatever. Somebody asked her why she hates Angelina Jolie. That's a bold question, don't you think?
To assume that she hates her as well? Does she hate her? I don't even know.
Well,
has she said things to insinuate that she hated her?
she decided to put up a post on Instagram. She's only 27, by the way, but don't get me. I know Brad Pitt's like a hot 50-year-old, but it still weirds me out, dude. Like, he could be your dad, okay?
Yeah, she didn't care, though.
He could have been your dad and still had some years to live life before you entered. Like,
she didn't care.
But
neither is
he. Yeah, no, not at all. But she put up a post on Instagram and then captioned it, "Happy people don't hate," with three hearts. So that was her big response, was happy people don't hate.
So
with a separate post.
Oh, so she's happy, yeah. So she doesn't hate her. Insinuating that they were never happy.
People then, people wrote under it. They said, "Practice what you preach, girl. If so, why do you hate Brad and Angelina? Or hate Angelina because of Brad?" I'm like, oh my gosh. And she just, other fans were supporting her. "We love you. Life is beautiful. Biggest kiss." But it sounds like she's just sticking with her man and being happy. I don't know. Look, you can't win, though. Like, so even if Brad Pitt's, I don't know if you could. This is the problem with
exes. Get along with your ex's new girlfriend? No, probably not.
No, I didn't at all. No. I mean, I don't care now.
No.
I mean, my ex is remarried. I don't give a damn. I'm fine with her.
Right.
But yeah, I couldn't stand her for like 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's communication issues and you have to like figure out things.
You know why this chick probably hates Angelina Jolie? Because Angelina Jolie has a name and has a track record of acting in movies and was first and has the kids with her, Brad. Of course she hates her.
Claiming she doesn't, though, which I don't believe. Is that what you're claiming?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay, then we are on the same page. Yes.
Commercial-free hours. We got one coming up next. Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM. Have a little seat on the couch right there. Why don't you lay down on the couch right there? It's right there. Go ahead.
Got a pillow?
Yeah, I got a pillow. It's a nice pillow. I'll light a candle.
Oh, God.
How you feeling today? By the way, this is a commercial-free hour. We do them all day, every day on KISS FM.
Let me just preface this by saying I have therapy today. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
I've never been happier to have a therapy appointment today because it's always needed, but today it's really needed because of what happened yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still trying to piece together what happened that led to my two nervous breakdowns. I'm talking hysteria, okay? I really got to talk to my therapist about this because we've talked about how 2020 is different and how a lot of people are struggling with mental health because of all the things going on in the world, whether what to do, what not to do. Maybe you lost a job. Maybe there's all kinds of things that have affected people this year.
There's a lot of uncertainty in the world.
A lot of uncertainty.
A lot of it.
Okay.
And that creates anxiety.
And everything's different.
Totally.
Yeah. I'm at home working fine. My kids are doing virtual school fine. Yeah. I'm okay with all these decisions.
Yeah.
But yesterday we hit a wall and it might have been the fact that school started a week ago. So things have changed and there's more on my plate. I cut back on caffeine, which is truly a drug. And I've read about the withdrawal symptoms you can have.
Oh, yeah.
Because you would have thought I was withdrawing from a crazy drug yesterday the way I was crying. I mean, it could have been the caffeine on top of everything.
It very well could have been. Especially, we've talked on the show how much caffeine that I'll drink and you drink, too. You were going through
it's absurd.
Yeah, an absurd amount of caffeine.
Trying to get through my day. It's absurd because that was the only way I could push through.
As I nurse my energy drink, excuse me.
And I'll take a sip from my water. Uh-huh.
Good for you. Good for
so
you.
So what led to me crying in my driveway to my ex-husband? And then and let me just tell you, there we are yesterday and the whole day just got away from me, Riggs. And we were on the air. We got off the air. I still had work stuff. I have help here in the morning. I pay someone to come and, help my kids with school and watch them. So I'm already paying more. So add that on top of financial stuff, right? I'm paying more than I would because they would normally, be going to school. So add all these things. Stop caffeine. Trying to help kids with school. I'm just feeling overwhelmed. So I'm sitting there at like 2 in the afternoon yesterday and trying to get a couple more work things done, just off the air stuff. And Owen still has to finish school. Well, my nanny's long gone because I can't pay someone to be here all day. I don't have that kind of money. So I'm sitting here at the table working and he's next to me trying to write and he's freaking out because it's 2 in the afternoon. He's having a breakdown. They're having that kid breakdown and he's like, "My brain hurts." parts. And I'm like, I know. And so it turns into this. He's crying. I'm crying because now I'm getting emails from work saying, hey, where's this thing we need? And I'm too busy trying to help him with his writing while he's crying and I'm crying. And I know that I got something due and I'm freaking out, right? I'm like, it's like, I'm just overwhelmed with everything. There's too much. I feel disorganized.
You're not the only parent, dude. I guarantee.
Yeah. I feel completely disorganized, which creates more confusion then, right? Yep. Because I'm trying to help him with school and I'm like, I don't even know where this goes. Hold on. Let me find this and that. And how, So it's just mountain. It's climbing a mountain to chaos. Okay. And I'm like, your father's coming to get you in an hour. School ends at 3. You have to turn this writing in. Oh, my brain hurts, mommy. Yeah. You know, which sometimes they're playing you. I get that. But we had had a long day. So I will give him a little slack. Okay.
Yeah.
So my ex gets there. And as we're waiting for my ex to come get them, I'm trying to finish recording something for work, but they're screaming in the background, like running around yelling.
Kids are driving you nuts now.
Yeah, now I'm like, now I'm angry, crying, frustrated, overwhelmed, like, and I can't control my kids. And I know it's a direct result of myself and my parenting, which is even more of a punch in the gut, you know?
Yeah.
So you have, because this is the cycle of parenting, is you like yell at your kids and you feel horrible about it. And then you're like, I'm going to do better next time and I'm going to handle this better. And then everybody's screwed up and nobody's doing good at this point, right? It's just a cycle. Parents know what I'm talking about.
As a non-parent, so, I don't know how you don't enable your kids. Like you, because you want the best for them. You want them to be happy. You want them to be successful human beings. You don't want them to be screwed up. And single parents in a household, you don't have anybody you can send your kids to. You don't have a mom you can call that's down the street. Nope. You don't have a sister that's right down the road, an auntie or an uncle. You don't have a brother or anybody. You got nothing.
Nothing. I got nothing. And so this leads to me feeling
except
like,
except a nanny,
no,
and you got to pay for that.
And except a nanny that I got to pay for. Yeah. That is causing more stress because of money, right? Yeah. So I feel overwhelmed. I feel disorganized. And as a single parent, you pointed it out perfectly. Now I understand why it's hard enough with two parents. And I'm not saying we don't come out of two parent households screwed up. I mean, we all do. But I'm saying, and now as a single parent, you really see the effects it has on your kids because you give up quicker. You don't have the support. I can't turn to my boyfriend or husband and go, hey, can you take this while I go cry in a closet? Right. Instead, I have to cry in front of them, and that's even more disturbing. You know what I mean? Because then they feel bad. Mom, it's just a mess. It was a mess of a day. So I'll tell you what I said to my ex and why I'm bawling in the driveway at him next, and I probably freaked him out, but it has an okay ending. I'll tell you next.
Good. 103.7 Kiss FM. Sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some, and you wind up crying in your garage to your ex-husband, which is what you were doing, Allie.
Good times on a Wednesday afternoon.
This is a good conversation to have because I'm sure other people go through this, and it's good to know that they're not alone. You're certainly not alone in feeling this, and everybody's mental health
is alone sometimes.
Well, everybody's mental health is super critical right now, I feel like. So I'm glad that you have a conversation like this. So go ahead.
So my ex pulls up in the driveway. I'm having a horrible day. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm late getting stuff in for work. My kids are struggling with virtual school. He pulls up and the kids get in the car. I said, go ahead, get in, boys. And I said, hey, can I talk to you? So he comes over. I said, here, you face the car. I don't want to face them because I don't want them to see me talking because they already know I'm on one right now. And they're like,
Mom's on one.
Mom's going to tell Dad everything we did today. Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
So I'm looking right at my ex. And you got to understand, I don't think I've shown him an ounce of emotion. It's been just all kids for years. Yeah. You know what I mean? I've never cried to him like, I'm overwhelmed. Oh, yesterday I did. I looked at him and I go, listen. I go, and I just start bawling, Riggs, bawling. Yeah. I go, I'm freaking out. I go, I'm overwhelmed. They're not listening. I'm disorganized. I go, I have so many issues. I go, it's our own parenting, and I'm aware that we've screwed this up, and that's why they're not behaving or listening, but I can't do this anymore, and I've come up from air now from having two babies, and, like, I need a solution because I'm losing it, essentially. Like, they're nuts. I'm nuts. Everything's crazy. What do we do to make this situation better? Because quite frankly, I'm losing it. And to look at my ex-husband and admit that, I would have been scared to do that years ago. Because when there's tension, you're like, oh, I don't want him to think I can't handle it. Or, you know, parents go through that. Or you don't want your kids gone. I was just like, look, we got to talk about this because I need help. I was like, look, I have no support. I was like, and I didn't want it to be like, on him either. I just, because honest to God, Riggs, I don't even want a husband or a boyfriend. It's not even like I wish I had someone here to help me when I need help. I just needed to get it out and say, what can we do here to make this situation better for everyone?
Yeah.
And so he completely agreed with me. He knows. He's like, yeah, they're pretty bad in stores. I'm like, yeah, it's awful because for years I couldn't take care of both of them. I had a baby and a two-year-old. So if one was acting up, the other one would suffer. And this is where this is me being honest as hell. And this is why single parents, this is why we end up screwing up our kids because we don't have the support when we need it, you know? So he's like, I understand, you know, I understand. He was, you know, he's never been like a angry yeller guy. He was never that guy, my ex, you know? So he was just like, I get it. He's like, yeah. I'm like, I just need you to know that we need to work on this with them before I really go off the edge. You know what I mean?
So
and
he's
bawling.
Is he feeling the same things you are? Yeah.
He agreed that. I don't think he feels the stress I feel because he does have help and support. He lives with somebody who helps him with a lot of things.
Yeah.
So, you know, he doesn't have, I don't care about that. I'm not resentful or mad about that. I really am not. I really want that to be clear here. Okay.
Right.
I'm not angry at him for having more support than me. I'm really not. But I'm just stating for the record that I need help or something to change, or we've got to get these kids under control, knowing it's our own fault they act like this, you know, which is the other punch in the gut is that, you know, it's your own fault. All this rolls into parenting, you know.
If I had a word chart of the words you're using, I'm hearing a lot of control. I'm hearing a lot of crazy, nuts.
Yeah.
These are the kind of things that it sounds like just chaos. You just need some organization. You need
chaos.
Organization a little bit.
Chaos.
You need structure. Right? That was the word that I brought.
Yes.
Structure, like the store in the 90s. Some sort of structure for your schedule.
Something.
And you know what? Your kids are probably secretly wanting the same thing. They just don't know how to voice
it. That's right.
It's exactly what they
want
too.
They don't want mommy yelling. They don't want me yelling. And the worst part is when you yell at your kids, my kids will do this thing where they'll be like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And I'm like, no. Stop saying I'm sorry repeatedly because I don't want you to grow up in life constantly just, you know, kind of just saying I'm sorry to everyone because that's another way I'm teaching them not to deal with their emotions, you know, versus hold on, you know, you can say I'm sorry, but what I need to change is your behavior. I don't need to hear I'm sorry 20 times in a row.
I know you're sorry.
Even worse.
Now change.
Because they sound sad then.
Do better.
It's like I'm sorry. You sound like
Do better.
So I have therapy today and thank God because I got to talk to my therapist, and every time I've seen her she's told me, "Listen, everyone is struggling this year. This is things going on in the world. This is not normal. People have all kinds of different problems, whether it's from me being overwhelmed at home, disorganized, stressed about all these things like my kids and money and childcare." And she's like, or people have lost jobs. They don't, you know, people have lost hope. She's like, everybody thinks is not really giving themselves credit for what the year is, and that we're going to basically, a lot of people are having mental health problems now and they don't even realize it's from the effects of this year. They're not, because you have to have this eye-opening moment. And she's like, so there's a lot of problems in our future with mental health because of this year and because of everything that's happened, and it could be our next crisis, quite frankly.
I was going to say that the next pandemic will be a mental health pandemic, I think, if we're not careful. So many people are not dealing with it right now. Like, gladly you are. How uncomfortable was it? How uncomfortable was it for you to have that conversation in front of your ex? How vulnerable were you in that moment?
Honestly, I think I was at rock bottom. That's how it felt. I was like, I need help. Like, we have to do something. I'm losing it, and this is not healthy for anyone.
And how much better did you feel after you got it out, though?
I felt better. Yeah, but then I called my sister and cried for 20 minutes, too.
Right. But getting it out helped, though. You're not keeping that inside and pushing it down.
Oh, no. If I had that inside today, I'd be sitting here pretending like everything was great.
Right.
Miserable inside. Yeah. Whereas
good for you for getting it out instead of pushing it down inside like most people would. Like, I'll just deal with this. Even if you have the smallest problems, don't discount even your small problems. Your problems are valid because they're your problems. You're allowed. You're entitled to the way you feel. So good.
Well,
good
and I don't want to be, I don't want to be afraid. See, I don't want to be afraid to have to express these things to him because I don't want him thinking I'm guilt tripping him.
Don't
see,
be
this
afraid.
Is what all plays into it. I know you're going, who cares? But we share kids. This matters, you know? So I don't ever want it to come across as I'm freaking out and it's your fault. That's not my intention, you know? So that's why I walk carefully when I have these conversations with him. But at the same time, they have to behave, and that's going to take a change from us for sure.
Well,
you know, because my kids have two. Think of the two extremes. You've got a super passive dad. Right?
Uh-huh.
And then you have a super aggressive mom. So imagine the two extremes. Can you imagine?
No, I
can't.
The mind bleep that these kids...
I mean, can you imagine going house to house? So, like, we got to get on the same page.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're going to therapy. And, I'm glad you all got that out right now. So, good.
Yeah, and I hope anyone else who's not feeling themselves, because I'm not at all. If you're not feeling yourself, it's okay.
Yeah, it's totally okay to not be okay. We are going through uncertain things. This is a different year than has ever happened in history. Ever in history.
I agree with my therapist that people don't realize the effects it's having on them. Some do. Some do. You know, I do. But a lot don't. They're just passing it as, whatever. So.
By the way, we're doing an I'm Listening special here on Kiss FM. It's next Wednesday, the 23rd.
But yes.
We're talking about mental health with the COVID-19 pandemic, with the social injustice that's happening, how we talk to our kids. I talked to a doctor who deals with youth suicide and talks with the poverty gap and the just everything that goes on with kids nowadays. So it's going to be a good special next Wednesday right here from 6 to 8 p.m. It's called I'm Listening. It'll be good. It'll be good for everybody's mental health. Taking like a mental health temperature check of the country. Yes.
I was just going to say I logged into our text 414-799-1037. Feel free to call or text. I'm reading them. And I love it that you just talked about our special next Wednesday because it's going to be great.
Yep. There you go. Look at this. We've turned it into a nice therapy session here on 103.7 Kiss FM. Speaking of therapy and mental health, as Allie just had kind of a little breakdown with parenting two kids, single parent, not having any help really to go on. You hit bottom. You had to talk to somebody.
I hit rock bottom and I lost it. I cried to my ex in the driveway about how I was overwhelmed. I haven't cried to him in years. I just freaked out.
You can call or text us anytime. 414-799-1037. Call or text. We got some texts. Go ahead.
Yeah, and we got a lot of texts from parents who are totally relating. Because my sister told me I should talk about this on the air yesterday. But I was in too much of a breakdown to realize I should. She's like, no, a lot of people are going through this. So I'm glad I did now. Because we have texts that say, thanks, Allie, for bringing this up. I'm a single mom. I had a breakdown to my ex the other day just on how overwhelmed I was with our daughter in school. You know it's bad when we turn to them for comfort.
Uh-huh.
She said, thank you for normalizing what we're going through. So, you know,
is it because you feel like you're giving them power, like they'll use it against you in some way? Like subconsciously you think they're going to use it against you?
No, not even that. It's just knowing that their behavior is a result of my parenting and that,
or
you know,
the,
when they're running around screaming when I'm trying to record something for work,
right?
I should be able to control my kids enough to sit down for 3 minutes and be quiet and, you know, find something to do. They're old enough now.
Yeah.
So,
well,
stuff like that.
A lot of people are going through stuff. It is a pandemic still. It's a unique year. Kelly's on the phone. Good morning, Kelly in Plymouth. What's up?
Good morning. So I wanted to share with you guys what I had been going through. So I do not have any kids, but I'm definitely not saying this as woe is me.
Hold on. Can I just say you don't have to have kids to be stressed out right now? Like, I respect your problems, whether you have kids or not. I want to hear it all. Go for it.
You're valid and you're allowed to have problems.
Yes.
Everybody is.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, that's right.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
I appreciate
yes.
You
so
are.
don't minimize your problems
that's right.
at all. Go ahead,
that's
Kelly.
Right.
No, definitely. So in the beginning of April, I had lost my job to COVID. So
okay.
I'm a little bit younger. You know, people are like, Kelly, you're fine. You know, you're young. It's going to be fine. You're going to find another job. But it really was devastating to me. So, all right, get back right up on the bandwagon here. Try to find a new job.
There you go.
Found a new job within 2 months. I was super, super jacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1 week later, they eliminated the entire department. So I'm like, you be kidding me.
Kind of a kid.
Oh, honey.
Two jobs in a year. What is going on?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like,
all
right.
Is that like a...
Get back
go
on
ahead. Yeah, go on.
A second time here.
Okay.
So finally found a great job. It's great. I love it. It's in my realm of what I do.
Yeah.
And then 3 weeks, or I'm sorry, not 3 weeks, 3 days into starting this new job that I finally got, my boyfriend and I broke up.
Oh.
A year and a half.
Oh. So now you're dealing with heartbreak.
But you have a job.
Heartbreak hard. Okay. That was my first love, my first long-term relationship. Oh.
How long were you guys together?
A year and a half.
A year and a half, yeah.
Yeah.
But in your 20s, it's like, no offense, it's devastating. And when that, at the, I mean, it's hard. It was hard for me at 40 going through a breakup of a year. In my 20s, I couldn't even, it was a night. I was, it's a lot, you know?
Life just.
Absolutely, it is.
Why does life always have to balance like that? Something good happens, something bad happens. Why does life do that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. I kept saying to my friends, I was like, you know, at least I can cry about my breakup at my desk at the job that I finally have now.
There you go. Silver lining. I like that, Kelly.
And in fairness, I can't even imagine what it feels like to lose a job over and over like that. That's got to affect things like your self-esteem, because you know you're worthy, you know you're a hard worker, but the world is nuts and the economy, and so people are having to make all these cuts that suck.
Yeah.
So that has to affect you.
And
know
you
what
can
I mean?
Take comfort
like,
in the fact that
you have the most self-esteem.
Yeah, you take comfort in the fact that it wasn't performance related at all. It was just the circumstances of the world. So,
absolutely. But you know, there's always that little part inside of you that is like, What's it me, though?
See, Riggs?
So, yourself,
and I wondered if she had those thoughts, because I get it. I'm glad you said that. You do understand it wasn't you, but I don't know. That doesn't mean it doesn't get in people's heads and make them question if they're worthy when they get fired from a job, even if it's not their
fault. It's rejection.
You know?
It's human nature to have that self-esteem. It's your self-esteem, man. Well, Kelly, I'm glad that you have a job, and you're single now, too. Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah.
2020, here I come.
Or 2021, here you come. One of the two.
Well, yeah, that's true. We're almost done with 2020.
We're almost.
So thank you guys so much.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate listening.
You.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Oh, we had two other people that called in. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this?
Oh, this is Brianna.
Hey, Brianna. What were you calling about?
Well, I kind of just wanted to let you guys know, you know, I'm going to school to be a psychologist one day, and I really want to work with people that are kind of feeling these things. And, you know, 2020 has not been the best year for me as well. You know, I've been, you know, doing school full time, and that's difficult as it is. And then on top of that, you know, we're working full time, and I work in the healthcare facility. So it's been really dangerous.
Even that's a whole nother layer of stress being in healthcare right now. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to let you know, Allie, that even people that are studying to be the therapists that help the other people with those problems, I myself have had 3 or 4 panic attacks this year for the very first time. It sucks, but just know you're not alone and you can get through this. And I'm proud of you for actually reaching out to others and kind of making a system to make you know.
Yeah,
everybody can do that. Everybody can take lead from that. And you too. I mean, you're realizing that as well. I mean, you realize the value in reaching out for help and the strength in reaching out for help that can give you.
And that even therapists have their own issues and need help too, and need support and things like that. And I totally respect that. Yeah.
Even Aaron Rodgers of the Packers has a conditioning coach and a strength coach and a quarterback coach. Even the best have coaches.
You know, that's the thing. I've had times where I go into my therapist who I've seen now for 7 years, I'll go in and be like, and then I'll be like, wait, how are you? I'm not like, you don't need, because it's so weird. You want to be like, are you okay? When you create that bond with somebody, you
I've said that before to my therapist as well. I go, are you okay during everything? Because you're just sitting here, everybody unloads their crap onto you. You have to set up this shield as a therapist to not take it all in.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
I'm glad people.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Riggs. Sorry.
Well, thank you so much for calling, by the way, and thank you for going into the field of psychology. I'm studying it as well. We need more people in that field, so thank you for your commitment to that.
I want to say thank
guys.
You for
have a great day.
You too.
You too. I just want to say thank you for admitting that you had panic attacks for the first time ever this year.
Yeah.
I think people have to recognize some of that mental health stuff and go, okay, this isn't normal. I need some help, and this isn't the normal world.
Yep,
so
we're
I'm gonna
all
get
about mental health, and I'm listening. Our special next Wednesday, 6 to 8. Check it out right here on 103.7 KISS FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Are you sure you want to talk about this?
Well, it's Kanye West. It's
fine.
Pretty
it's
big
Kanye
deal.
West. But I thought we talked about how we weren't going to exploit him anymore because he's mentally ill. And then he does something like this, and it's like, no way, we can't talk about it because it's so much about the music industry and celebrity stuff. Yes.
There's talking about it, and there's going like, oh, there's Kanye being crazy again, which is not what we're doing.
Okay,
I think when people talk about it like that,
It adds to the stigma of mental health.
Talk me off the ledge about talking about Kanye not on the ledge.
I think if we address the fact that he does have bipolar disorder and the complexities of that mental health and that illness, that's responsible broadcasting. Because I think people want to know about Kanye. I think. Yeah. Maybe you don't. 414-799-1037. Call or text. Maybe you don't give an F. I don't know.
I do when he makes
sense. I do, though. I mean, yes.
But he doesn't make sense that much. So it becomes ridiculous.
Some of the things he was saying did kind of make sense.
Rich, he peed on a Grammy on Twitter. He's locked out of Twitter.
Right,
Twitter shut him down.
But he's
Twitter
trying
had to shut him down yesterday.
I understand.
Because his account, the stuff he was posting was so disgusting, dude. I wanted to throw up watching him pee on
Grammy.
There's
way worse things. There's way worse things on the internet, on Twitter. They got bigger things to deal with than that. But he's trying to get...
They locked his account.
He's trying to get...
I'm not kidding. He's off Twitter now, huh?
He's trying to get... I'm sure it's because of the legal stuff that he tweeted out as well. He tweeted out his entire contract. His whole recording contract. All of the whole thing. He's trying to get...
They shut down. The first they removed his tweet because it revealed private information, and then they temporarily locked it because he was on this tweet storm putting his whole contracts on the internet.
Yeah.
He was claiming that, you know, he doesn't get paid. He wants to own the rights to all his music, which, by the way, can I just say, is so ironic since his nemesis, Taylor Swift, has done nothing but try to get this problem solved, and he has been at war with her when they have the same problem. He doesn't find common ground with her at this point, I mean, I don't think she wants anything to do with him, and I quite frankly wouldn't either.
No.
After the way he's behaved.
I'm sure she watched it. I'm sure she looked at what was happening to him, what he's trying to get. Yeah, sipped her tea and moved on with her life.
Like, are you kidding me? But I just worry because he goes on these rants. His family and his wife have said he's bipolar and he's having an episode.
Yeah.
So it feels weird talking about it. Like, I can't even laugh about him being on a Grammy because it's insane. And I don't even... It's like, you know, in a couple of years, if he actually gets help...
Yeah.
You know, these are not the things you want to be known for. That's what people are going to remember you for when you were mentally ill peeing on a Grammy.
Right. Well,
you know what I mean? It's sad.
And if he's trying to speak out about... He was talking about how artists should own their masters for their recordings, and he's trying to speak out for that. And if you're going to do that, then there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And it seems like he did it the wrong way. It feels like he did.
And he has been since day one when he jumped on stage ripping mics out of Taylor. From day one, he's been handling things wrong because he needs attention. That's the problem, So Kanye West peeing on his Grammy on Twitter because he's mad that he's not getting paid for all his music, and even though he's a billionaire, by the way. And Twitter has since put him on a timeout for 12 hours. Maybe he's back on now. They locked it. That's all I know.
He's in Twitter jail now. All I want to do is just cancel. I just want to get rid of it. I don't want it in my life anymore. But it took me like a half an hour, almost 40 minutes yesterday, Allie. It was ridiculous. Have you ever tried to cancel something before? Like a subscription or cable or a credit card?
They don't want you to leave.
No.
They don't want you to go.
No, they don't. They don't
what
like
happened?
It. I had gotten probably 7 years ago, I applied for 2 credit cards with the intent of never using them, just to have the credit there to help build my credit score, which is one of the things you can do to help boost your credit score if you're trying to do that.
And props
it shows.
To you if you're able to do that.
Yeah.
Not spend any money on them. Most people don't have that self-control.
Well,
honest to God.
I applied for it, and as soon as it showed up, I activated it, put it in an envelope, and stuck it away so I wouldn't use it, so I didn't have the temptation. But on my credit report, I've got like, you know, $3,000 in this card that I'm not using. So they're like, look, he's a responsible adult. He doesn't use the money that he's got, but he could if he wanted to. He's showing restraint. Well, I got a new one in the mail yesterday, a Discover card that I never, ever, ever, ever use. And I was like, I don't need this card anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not going to activate it. So instead of calling the number to activate it, I called the number and I said, I'd like to cancel this account. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, why do you want to cancel? And I go, why does it matter? I have other credit cards. I don't need this anymore. I just want to close my account.
It's none of your damn business, lady. That's what I would have said.
Well, I don't know if you know this.
Because it's my money and I want to cancel.
Well, I don't know if you know this, sir, but we've switched over to a miles program where for every dollar you spend, you get 2 miles. I could change that for you today. And I said, no, I just want to cancel my card. Okay, I'll have to transfer you to someone else.
Oh, what the hell you do?
Three minutes.
Now here's where I'm starting to lose it.
5 minutes on hold. Another guy picks up. Hey, how's it going? I'm hearing here that you want to close your account. Yes, Stan, I want to cancel my account. I want to cancel my account, all right? Well, you do know that we've changed to a new miles program, so you can actually get miles for everything that you spend, not just groceries and travel, but I could change that today. I go, yes, she tried to get me to do this. I don't want to do this. I just want to close my account. Well, you do know that by canceling, I'm like, I don't know. I don't need any other caveats. Like, when you know you want to cancel something, you want to cancel something. And I get the idea of customer retention. They want to keep you on because they want me to spend money so they can charge me interest. So they can, the money that credit card companies make is ludicrous. Like, it's insane how much money, like Visa and Capital One and all these places, they make like 50 cents on the dollar. It's insane how much money they make off
right,
of people.
Right.
So much
right.
money. Like, more, they make more than like Tesla when it, like dollar to dollar, like these huge companies, because they make more because they're just charging yeah. interest on money that's already been right. spent. So I said,
that's
I
how
don't...
they get you, and that's how you get it behind is the interest.
Yes. So finally, after uh-huh. talking to and it transferred me to a third person that I then had to talk mm-hmm. To finally close an account that I never used. I didn't have a balance for it or anything. It was a zero balance, so it wasn't like they had to mm-hmm. settle anything out. But it was a nightmare. 40 right. minutes almost on just... the phone just to say, no, I Riggs. Just want to close this account. That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted.
I would have been pissed too. That's you sound like me
that's
the
it.
Other day on the phone with the roadside assistance. Like, fix my problem and let me go.
Yes.
What are we on the phone so damn long for?
Exactly.
Why? What are we talking about? There's not a debate. I don't want to save it, but you know what happens when people cancel? They got to sell them all this crap. So somebody, there's probably a lot of people who go, okay, what the heck? Keep it open. And you're like, no. Like, we almost need a code word that means I want to cancel this no matter what you say.
Yes, because they'll try to keep you in. I've tried to cancel cable before, and they come at you with these ridiculous deals.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, we're going to give you HBO, Showtime, and Cinemax for free for 6 months. And you're like, Well,
and you know what?
Well,
maybe that's the real key, moving on, is that forget about the stupid credit card company that wouldn't let you close your account. You finally did, right?
Yes, I did. I finally
but
closed
maybe
it.
Maybe we should all just call and cancel everything to get a better deal, is what I'm thinking about.
I had a friend that did that once. He kept trying to cancel his cable, and he kept getting extended promotions.
Yeah. Kind of genius.
Because they wanted to keep him. And he was like, well, these new customer deals somewhere else, I can go somewhere else and get it cheaper. So they would give it to him even cheaper. Yeah.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
If they can give it to him for cheaper, they can secretly give it to you for cheaper.
Absolutely.
Openly, because that means you're paying too much is essentially what it means. Yeah.
Yep.
And he's winning.
So what did you try to cancel that they wouldn't let you cancel? Or maybe you were a sucker for it and you kept it because they sucked you back in. The customer retention actually worked. What was your story?
414-799-1037. You can text or call that number.
Yep, either one. We'll read your text and take your calls next, right? You were trying to cancel. They kept you on the phone long enough. Maybe you buckled and you stuck with it. Or maybe you held it out. You held out. You dug your feet in the sand and you ended up canceling an hour later. Because they want to keep you, these companies. I tried to cancel a credit card yesterday. 40 minutes on the phone. Talking to three different people just to cancel a credit card that didn't even have a balance. And I was like, this is ridiculous that I have to go through this many layers to cancel a card. And I couldn't do it online either, by the way. I tried to, and it directed me to a number so they could talk to me and try to talk me into staying.
Isn't it the best feature, like on the iPhone, how you can just cancel subscriptions?
Oh, I love that.
I love that feature. It's
me
amazing.
Too. You can call or you can text us, 414-799-1037. Danielle's on the phone from Watertown. What happened with you?
Okay, so it's funny you bring up the Apple thing. So I had bought an iPhone X, and I paid, you know, through Apple, the $100-some-odd a year to have the Apple Care Plus protection that covers water damage and everything like that.
Oh, yeah. You're a klutz sometimes. You drop your phone. It's okay. It happens.
Right, and that's what it is. I dropped my phone in the pool, mm-hmm. and I literally grabbed it right back out, and 2 days later, it completely, like, stopped working.
What?
Mm-hmm. So I call mm-hmm. Apple. I'm like, hey, this is what happened. I want to, you know, do insurance claim for a new phone. They're like, okay, do you have Apple Care Plus, whatever? I'm like, yeah. They go and look, and they can't find my Apple Care Plus account.
Ugh.
So, and I had already sent, you know, they asked me to send in the phone right away, and then I get an email from them saying, well, you don't have Apple Care Plus. You have to pay $800-some-odd to get it fixed.
$800-some?
What?
Right. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Hell no.
Right. I paid already $1,100 for this phone, and now you want me to pay
right.
a whole other phone?
Yeah.
This is absolutely not. I'll just go somewhere else. You know, you can cancel my Apple Care. I don't care. You know, I won't use the phone anymore.
Yeah.
And so they sent me to a customer service specialist lady.
Uh-huh.
And she found my account, apologized immensely, and offered me a free pair of AirPods.
Yeah.
And a $100 credit towards getting when the iPhone 11 came out.
What?
$100 credit towards getting that. So,
who was?
Of course, I went with that. So now here I am with three pair of iPods and
AirPods. Yeah.
Yeah, AirPods. And then I got $100 for a new phone.
Who was this good shepherd that you finally met? And where was she in the beginning of all this?
Well, it's because she wanted to get rid of it. It's like when you're at your wit's end, you're about to lose a customer.
So this
right?
white knight comes in on riding on a horse and says, here, we're going to give you three pairs of AirPods and $100. That's awesome.
Yes, right. That's what we just talked about with your friend Riggs. He tried to quit everything and they bring him in with more stuff. It's totally what they do.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, how can I pass that up?
No, you can't. You're like, okay, sure. Thank you.
Amen.
Now we got AirPods for the whole family. That's great. Thanks for calling, Danielle.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good day, guys.
We appreciate you listening. Well, the Packers are in the top 10 NFL teams for this, but it's not exactly for a good reason. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Riggs and Allie. By the way, we do commercial-free hours all day, every day. Another one happens at noon today with Julia, and you can listen with the radio.com app. It's free in the App Store because your phone is also your radio. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool? Get that for free. Radio.com. So, obviously, the NFL season looks a little bit different. Even when they're piping in fake crowd sounds, it's weird not having the fans in there.
Right.
And they've figured out just how much NFL teams are losing by not having fans in games because they don't have concessions. They don't have people buying merchandise, obviously.
Yep.
They've got so many revenue streams that they don't have. So there's only two NFL teams this past week that actually allowed fans in their stadiums. Not to full capacity, of course, but, you know, some different people have different rules.
Who let them in?
That was the Kansas City Chiefs and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Both had fans in their stadiums for week one. So
they were socially distanced, though?
Totally, yes. I mean, they had like 16,000 total in attendance between both teams.
16,000?
Right.
That's still not what they're advising, but okay.
But like the Indianapolis Colts in Lucas Oil Stadium down in Indianapolis, that can hold like 65,000 people. They're only allowing 2,500 in there, so it's really spaced out, some of these places. Forbes did a list of the teams that are losing the most money because of this, because they're not having the ticket sales, the concessions, the sponsors, the parking, the merchandise. They'll have product placement around and all the little in-game things that happen. There's so much revenue from the actual games. The Packers were the 10th team, number 10. Number 10. So of the team stadium revenue, they're losing $174 million, which is $456 million total in lost revenue. The number one team in the NFL that's losing the most money is the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, really?
Jerry's World.
These big teams. This is interesting. And I got to be fair here.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL isn't the only one losing money.
No.
Every business is, with the exception of, let's say, maybe people refinancing. That's a hot... Like, there are a couple things that are making a lot of money. Home improvement stuff's hot right now.
Yeah, home fitness stuff.
Being at home. Home fitness stuff. But at the end of the day, most people are losing money.
Yeah.
And it's having a big effect on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It trickles down. And
very weird.
That's why. 147 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
Packers have a home game this Sunday against the Lions. No fans in attendance. So again, it'll be no fans. They'll announce they want to have fans moving forward after the second week, but they're playing things by ear still. So they don't know.
You gotta be responsible.
On a week by week basis. What was random is the Cleveland Browns are having 6,789 people in attendance. What a random number. 6,789, exactly.
I just don't know how you have 6,000 people in one place and not have some kind of spread. That's what I don't understand.
If everything says you
have people there that have it, then asymptomatic.
If it's a big enough stadium, you can spread out 6,000 people in a big stadium if you needed to. But it's getting them in there and keeping them apart. Who knows?
Sorry if this is a weird question. Or you might not know the answer. What teams are indoors? Like, most of them are outside, right? Aren't the Vikings? Are they indoors?
Vikings is indoors, yes.
Are they even playing in the? They're playing in the. Oh, I guess basketball you know, played
the Vikings.
Inside,
the
so
Packers played the Vikings this past Sunday. It was empty.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, indoors.
Duh.
Yeah, a lot of. Duh. I don't know off the top of my head which ones are indoors.
Right.
A lot of them are.
That's why. Sorry, I threw that at you. But you can always text a 414-799-1037.
Like I know the
being outside makes a big difference.
It does.
I will give it that.
Like the Cleveland Browns, that's an outdoor stadium in Cleveland.
Right.
So 6,000 people outdoors is different than 6,000 people indoors. I guess.
Yeah.
If you're going that way, but there you go. Packers again playing this Sunday against the Lions.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yep.
Okay, so are you ready to hear what local celeb who grew up here just bought a $2 million house?
Okay, it's not Giannis. It's from Greece.
It's so. Not Giannis. It's not Giannis.
Is it an athlete?
Nope, not an athlete.
Okay.
Nope. It's a reality star. He's from Waukesha.
Oh, okay. I know where you're going now.
Nick Vile. Yep. You remember Nick, who was The Bachelor. He's been on more than one season of The Bachelor.
Wait, Nick Vile bought a $2 million house?
Uh-huh. Well, 1.72 mil. 1.72. Not totally 2. 1.72.
Well, with tax title and fees and everything, Wait, here? Like in Milwaukee or
no,
Waukesha?
No, hell no. Would you buy a $2 million house in Waukesha if you had a choice?
Maybe if it was on a lake. Maybe, but probably not.
That's
no.
Actually, if my job
maybe.
Was here, I totally would.
Yeah.
But no, he can leave. So he bought it in L.A. in Hollywood. But it's interesting, you know, what he said I thought was kind of eye-opening for young people who think they just want to settle down and that's what they want to do, because I love what he said. He said, quote, 6 years ago, I left a career I really liked for a chance to do something I loved.
Mm-hmm.
I did it at a point in my life where the expectation was to settle in and live the life I had. 6 years later, I'm buying my first house and doing what I love. It's never too late to change things up and take a few risks. Now, keep in mind, fellas, you're not going to be the next Bachelor like Nick. It's probably not going to happen. However, it's good to have goals, but I love what he's saying is he was expected to get married and have kids at this point, even though it wasn't really what he wanted. And he's kind of made his own choices and not fallen into that. And here he is, happy, single, buying his own house in Hollywood and doing what he likes to do, which is podcast Bachelor stuff. You know what I mean?
Isn't that the societal pressure that they put on women as well to get married and settle down, have kids, stay at home, be a mom, that kind of stuff?
Here's a meme, and I wish I had it in front of me so I could quote it correctly, but it says something like, imagine being 23 and having your whole life ahead of you, not just I need to get married and settle down right now.
Yeah.
Like, think about how much life you have, you know, to live.
How much life you live in your 20s. In your 20s alone.
Oh.
How much life?
Oh.
So much.
You don't know how many people I know who are divorced in their 30s mad about they didn't live in their 20s. There's a lot of people like that. You know,
I had my
quote
starter marriage in my 20s. That was a mistake.
Yeah, but you left her ass before you didn't ruin all of your 20s with her. Thank God.
She just ruined a fraction of my 20s. Thank God.
Right.
Thank God. So Nick Vile buying a house, not in Waukesha.
$2 million in Hollywood. Yeah. 1.72 million. Sorry.
Nice. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Throwback Thursday. And who knows the 90s more this morning? It's like 9:30. We do this on Throwback Thursdays. Does Allie know the 90s more? Or maybe Stephanie from Burlington, right?
Yes.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Can we ask when you graduated from high school? Is that a fair question to ask?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, ask
so,
her. Yeah,
so
what is it?
When did you graduate high
it?
School?
Oh, sorry. 2003.
Okay.
I'm 35.
Me too.
All right.
Okay.
No, I'm lying.
She's
I say
lying.
That to everyone. If it's, if it's later than me, I go, me too.
Allie, you're at that age now where when people go, what are you, 34? You go, uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody texted in this morning.
Whatever you guess.
My age. And I said, you know, I've been on Kiss FM for 100 years, people.
Like, at least.
I do have a birthday every year, people.
You came with the building.
Anyway,
it's funny.
I did not come with the building. But I might as well have. Anyway,
oh, this building comes with a loudmouth woman with a smoker with a smoker accent. Yeah, of course.
Smoker accent. Listen,
that's what I call it.
I like it that she graduated in 2003.
Yeah.
She's got a good grasp on the 90s. That's good.
All right, Stephanie. Well, I want to have you go first for who knows the 90s. The first one to get three correct answers will win absolutely nothing except for bragging rights. Okay.
Okay.
So here we go, Stephanie. Here's your first question. What cold, slushy drink did Starbucks introduce in 1995 that pushed their stock to an all-time high? It was one of the famous iced coffee drinks, the first one in 95. What was it called?
Frappuccino?
It was called the Frappuccino. That is correct.
Dang, girl, I wouldn't even have known that. That was good.
Good for you. When was the last time you had a Frappuccino?
Have I ever had a Frappuccino? Is
I don't think I have
question?
Either. I haven't either.
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, good for you. So it's
you go, girl.
It's a drink that you frequent. All right.
Yeah.
Allie, here's your question for Who Knows the 90s, staying on the topic of drinks and beverages. Okay. During the height of the cola wars in the 90s, Pepsi released a caffeine-free, clear alternative to normal cola. What was it called?
Oh, gosh. I can see it in my mind.
Mm-hmm. I know this one.
Oh, it's not... You know, I'm thinking of Coke Zero, even though this is a Pepsi.
Not Coke
right
Zero,
now.
No.
Damn it. It's going to make me so mad when you tell me what it is because I totally remember it. Ah!
Can I tell her?
Yes.
Are you giving up?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, Stephanie,
tell
for the
me,
steal.
Tell me, girl. Go. You
it?
Go.
I believe it's Crystal, right?
Crystal Pepsi is correct.
Yeah.
So they brought back for a limited time a couple years ago, and I couldn't find it anywhere, and it pissed me off.
Oh.
Very limited. Very limited.
The Chris, I don't like. Yeah, they need a new.
Yeah, no,
name
I
for
can't
that,
get over the idea of drinking like a clear cola.
Right.
Right.
Give me that coloring, that artificial.
Well, what about Sprite? You drink? You don't like Sprite? No.
I do, but it's not a cola.
Okay.
Right.
Fair.
It's not considered. Yes.
All
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, since you stole that one, we'll give Allie another chance because you're up 2-0 right now, Stephanie. So, Allie.
Come on, let me try to win.
Allie, in the 90s, what number code on a pager said, I love you? It was a 3-digit number.
Oh, I don't remember, but I had a pager for years.
You don't remember the 3-digit code for
How
I love you?
How do you remember this? That's what I don't know. How do you? Is it 333? I don't
know. You don't remember it?
I'm just guessing. I don't.
Stephanie, do you know it?
I never even had a pager. I have no idea.
143. It was 143.
See, I graduated in 97. And we all had pagers at the end of the 90s. Like, everybody had one. But then cell phones popped
because
up.
Because I is one
away.
Letter. Love is four letters. U is three letters. 143 was I love you.
Oh, okay.
What do you think when you hear that we had pagers? What do you think about that, girl?
That is weird. I had a cell phone when I was in high school.
Did you have the Nokia one with Snake on it where you could play? Yes.
Yes.
Didn't we
a red
all?
One.
Everybody did.
You know, it's so funny. She only graduated 2 years after me. Okay, five. But
right?
It's funny. 5 years apart. Look at the different experiences in
all
high
right.
school. I had a pager. She had a cell phone. That's
all
funny.
Right, Stephanie, for the win for Who Knows
Come
the
on,
90s,
girl.
You get this one. You will sweep Allie. You will sweep her. Sweep
okay.
her. What
just
was the name?
Away. It'll just add to my day.
What was the name of the Clintons' White House cat? They had a cat that roamed the White House. Bill and Hillary and Chelsea Clinton, they had a cat. What was the cat's name?
Oh, my gosh. I have
I don't
no
know
idea.
This one either.
You don't remember the cat?
I'm just going to guess
no.
Mittens.
Nah, you were close.
I have no idea.
How can you?
Socks?
How about? Wait.
Socks is a good guess.
What did you say?
Socks.
Socks is correct.
Is it?
I it is.
It was some sort of clothing.
Uh-huh. Socks the cat, yes.
And plus every cat in America, half of them are named Socks, right? But no,
right.
Seriously, that's a good answer. And I'm sorry, Riggs, but all I think, you know, well, when you think of like the Clinton presidency.
Well, I know that's kind
cat.
Of tainted by
not
Monica Lewinsky. Oh, that cat?
About the not that cat. I'm not thinking about that cat.
They didn't name the cat Monica?
No, they should have, though. They really should have changed
no,
the name.
No, they shouldn't have. Stop.
Hey, Stephanie, thanks for playing so much this morning with Who Knows the 90s. Congratulations. You beat Allie
Thank
today.
You.
You swept
Sorry,
her.
Allie.
Don't
hey,
apologize.
It's okay. I honestly, it goes with my theme of defeat this week.
Yeah. Hold your head high and tell everyone you know that you beat Allie. You know the 90s
tell
more
everyone.
Than she did.
Oh,
Allie,
I will.
Allie, I'll give you a transfer redemption next. Hold on. It's Kiss FM.
Good.
Who Knows the 90s? We just played with Allie and our friend Stephanie from Burlington. But I wanted to give you a chance to redeem yourself, Allie, because I know you're better than that. I know you're better than not getting any.
Like I said, Riggs, the theme this week for me is defeated. let's see how well I can handle this. Let's
All right.
See.
Well, try All right. this first one because this is music. I'm pretty sure you'll get this one right.
Oh, okay. Break.
How many members were there in the Spice Girls? How many members were
five,
in
five, right?
The Spice Girls. Yep, 100%.
Five.
There were five
okay.
of them. Yep.
If I had gotten that wrong.
I know.
Just don't even talk to me anymore, okay?
Uh-huh. Do you remember all of them?
Yes.
Sporty. Ginger.
Yep.
Scary.
Yep.
Baby.
Yep.
And
I forgot who you named her.
Posh.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, is Victoria Beckham the fifth?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I would name her last because that's how I feel about her. So there you go. You have five members in the Spice Girls, correct?
Okay.
Second question for who knows the 90s. How well do you know the 90s? The biggest mall in the U.S. opened in 1992 in what state? Was it Pennsylvania, California?
I don't even need choices, but go ahead. What are the choices?
Pennsylvania, California, or Minnesota?
Minnesota.
That is correct. The Mall of America.
Jinx. I remember when the Mall of America, I mean, I was a baby, but I remember when the Mall of America.
Me too. I was like, there's a roller coaster in the mall? That's awesome.
Oh, we were freaking out to get an amusement park in that mall. We were like, I got to go to Minneapolis.
Yep.
I did get there when I was like 25.
Still never been there. I've been in the parking lot, though.
What?
Never been there. Never been to the Mall of America.
Well,
never.
I have nieces and nephews up there, so I had been up there with them, and, you know, yeah.
I was there once.
It's cool.
I was there once, and I got there like on a Saturday night. It was for a family thing, and they didn't open until late on Sunday, and we left before they opened, so, you know.
Well, and it was cooler, like 15 years ago, but it's still
when
cool.
Malls were cool,
you know, yeah. It was when it was like a novelty, yeah.
Right. All right, here's your final question, and I want to know if you remember this, and please keep it radio friendly. But what did Lorena Bobbitt do to her husband, John, in the 90s? It was a very famous case.
Tell ya.
She removed something from him.
She chopped his hot dog off. I remember.
That
who doesn't?
That is correct.
You will never forget that one.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
Never. Every man was like, what did he do to piss her off that bad, and how can I never do what that man did.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what he did to escalate her anger to that point. And I'm sure she had issues of her own that she needed to deal with, but
there was a lot in the trial.
Still, to be able to remove a hot dog like that.
Well, you can only brutalize a woman so much before she loses it.
Think that,
not
John?
Not that you should do that. Don't ever do that,
people.
I am not advising you to do that. Do not do that. That
violence
is not okay.
Is never the answer. Never.
And I can't believe I have to have disclaimers in today's day and
we
age
do.
That, to not
we
do,
do
that. But
dude,
I
we'll
do.
Get canceled so fast. I'll cancel
joke,
us,
don't
man.
Don't do it. It's not funny. Okay.
Last question. One more for bonus. Do you know the average movie ticket price in 1990?
Oh, I like this question.
The average.
Go,
and now, not to cent, but dollar. I'll just, because it's a dollar and cents, but give me the dollar.
Can I tell you, because my kids were talking about Home Alone the other day.
Yeah.
And I said, I remember seeing that in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Macaulay Culkin and I are the same age, which would have been around 1990.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple years after. I'm going to go with $4.
Yes.
Am I high?
You are.
Am I correct?
$4.22.
All right.
I said the dollar amount's all you needed, but you remember paying $4 for a movie ticket?
$4? No, my parents paid. No, but
now
the time I paid, it was like 12.
Now it's like 12, 13, 14 bucks.
Now, well, it's actually 14 or 15, but you get all the amenities now in movie theaters. You get, you know, think about, you know.
The big chair, the big cushy chairs they have now.
Yes, you have big screens. The movie tavern will serve you.
Yes.
So you have a lot. Yeah,
you
it's
do.
A lot different.
So there you go. You still know the 90s. Congratulations on redemption.
Thank you, Riggs. Woo. Thank you.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. We always learn things on the show every morning. It's like 4 hours of intense learning. And sometimes not. But did you learn anything on the show this morning, Allie? I learned something about you.
Oh, you want to go first?
I do. I learned that you, like many parents, are struggling with your kids, and they're going back to school, and their behavior, and having them around all the time, and they're having struggles because they're home all the time learning, and they're with you, and you just had a breakdown, you hit rock bottom, and you let it all out, and that's good. That's okay.
Yeah, I cried in the driveway to my ex. That's where we were. I showed him emotion for the first time in 6 years. Let's be real.
Right,
I broke down because I had to express it to him because he's the only other person that shares the their stepmom as well, shares the responsibility of parenting them right now, you know? So it had to happen, and he received it. And then I called my sister and cried for another 20 more minutes.
And then you had
and
a therapy
I'm going
session
to therapy
on
today.
Yeah, good, good.
I was super grateful I have a therapy session today. I need that because I need to go in there. And now I can say, well, I vented. Can you help me find solutions?
There you go.
Instead of venting for an hour, which is what I normally do.
What do you do for self-care? Well, you should maybe do some self-care. Do something for you. What do you do for you? Ever?
Yeah, that's
anything?
An issue lately. Yeah, that's a real issue. I mean, for real, because I haven't been going to the gym. I haven't been, you know, even walking every day. I need to do that more.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you're at home all the time, you can easily go a day without showering. That's not good. That doesn't make you feel good.
You haven't been doing any yard work either lately, have you?
No, because the weather went to crap, right?
That was a big source for you as well, doing that.
That was a big source of exercise this summer was yard work and things like that. So I'm going to therapy today.
Good.
And I will do the right thing with that. So I learned today on the show, though, that Riggs is back in school.
I am. I went back.
You've been inspired to go back for mental health and what, become a psychologist?
Clinical psychology cool. is what I'm going back for. Just finishing up my degree, and I went to my first virtual class yesterday, and it was just as I had expected.
You were the oldest one, so you were way involved, and nobody else wanted to be involved?
Nobody else did. They were like, well, this guy just shut up and stop asking questions. And I was like, I have questions. I want to learn. I'm not just doing this for fun.
Riggs, you know, my dad was a college professor, and I worked in his office in college, like as a student worker, you know. Not directly under him, but for another woman. And there was this woman, she was in her 40s at least, who worked full time in this department at the university, who decided to go back to school. And I was like 20 at the time, but I remember her always telling me how hard it was as a being that old in college, you know, trying to identify with people for group projects or get along, you know, just trying to find your people.
Oh, and I got a couple of those. I've got a couple of those coming up. Group projects. I'm working with these kids.
Well, good luck, because you're going to be the guy in the group project that does it all. You know that. You're that guy.
Especially in a class that's about audio recording, when they find out I work at a radio station, they'll be like, oh, can you just do this? You work at a radio station?
Yep.
Sure.
Totally.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie's on till noon, and then a commercial-free hour starts at noon with Julia right here on Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.